Welcome to this sleep meditation with your meditation guide, Jamie Wozni of jamiewozni.com. Thank you so much for joining me tonight to honor yourself for a more restful night of sleep. I just invite you right now to allow yourself to get as comfortable as you can. And just get the wiggles out and begin to relax here with me. The transition from what we've been doing to rest can be just that, a transition. And so can you let yourself know that it's okay right now to feel how you feel, to have the sensations that are occurring. And it's almost like we're inviting them over to something else. So we don't need to change them or make them be different. We're just saying, come over here. It's a bit more quiet, peaceful, easier. So as best as you can, allowing everything to be as it is. And we're going to start by noticing the sounds around us and noticing in a very easeful way what dawns on you, your air purifier, the crickets outside, your nose, the breath going in and out of your nose. Good. And then we're going to notice some sensations. So I want you just to notice your body on the bed. And the sensation of perhaps the sheets on your foot, or maybe your sock over your toes. There's some sort of texture that you're aware of that is just draping over your skin. And see if you can just become aware of that. When we come into sensation, it helps the brain remember that it's in the here and now and that it can relax. We don't need to force rest right now at all. We're just inviting it. We're inviting it. Good. So breathe into the belly now. We're going to expand the belly like a balloon. Deep breath in through the nose if you can. All the way full, and long, slow exhale out through the nose. Exhaling longer and slower than the inhale. And we're going to do a few of these together. Into the belly, expand a little gentle balloon. In through the nose, long, slow exhale, letting the brain know it's safe to rest now. I'm going to let you do a few more of those deep, elongated, full breaths on your own, signaling rest. Good. And as we settle in together, I want you just to notice that something under you, this beautiful mattress that you have, is supporting you. And when our brain becomes aware of things, our body can settle a little bit more into this space holding us. So just notice if you've been holding, which we all do, And just take this mindful moment to let yourself be held. Breathe into the body, soften the body. Notice that you can relax into the space under you a little bit more. Good. In this entire meditation, I really invite you just to breathe in any way that feels comfortable to you, effortless, or come back to this deep, long breath into the belly and out nice and long. And let the body soften and be held as best as you can. Good. Good. And now that we've relaxed and calmed down together, we're going to enter into the intention of this evening's meditation, which is entering the feeling of enoughness. We're going to begin by letting go of the day and then finding gratitude in it, which science shows us can heal so many things in our life. We move from a perceived state of lack to retraining our brain to focus on the abundance that's already here. And then we will begin to slowly drift off to sleep, really feeling that comfort and nourishment that comes from knowing that we did enough, we are enough. Now, anything that I'm about to take you through, at first your mind might not buy into it or believe it, and that's okay. With repetition and healing, this truth will be planted in the subconscious mind, especially wonderful for right before bed, to create a new program that will ultimately change your waking life for the better. So take one more deep breath into the belly, soften the body, and let yourself journey with me into first letting go of the day. So I want you just to kind of scan the day gently with neutrality and compassion. And first, we're just going to kind of look at, was there something in our day we can hold with forgiveness and grace, but maybe we learned from? Maybe we were rushing around the house and we learned, you know what? That was actually not helpful. Tomorrow I'm going to walk a little slower, breathe a little slower. And so very kindly towards ourselves, was there something in our day that we're just learning from, that perhaps we'd like to shift toward a little more harmony tomorrow? And I want you just to kind of look and see what comes up. Good. And let's just honor ourselves for a moment and just say, whispering in our mind, I see you tried your best today. It's okay to be human and have things be a learning experience. And I see what you are showing me that you'd like to change in the future. I 100% forgive this learning we didn't know. And I offer you compassion and love. It's okay to have this experience. And we're just using it as an opportunity to see what we'd like to shift in the future. Holding ourselves this evening like we would a younger child. Okay, that might not have been the best thing I'd like, but how did I learn today? What did I learn today? And maybe how could I allow it to be different? And again, the example I gave, maybe tomorrow we just kind of slow down a couple moments of the day. And we notice we're rushing, we go, oh, let me just take a breath. Maybe just that. So what is it you want to try differently that you learned from today that you'd like to try tomorrow? Whether you do it or not, we're just allowing ourselves to let go of the day instead of churn. Good, and we're just going to let our subconscious mind know we'll try that tomorrow as best as we can, little bit at a time. Good, and then next we're going to look at gratitude. And I'm going to share gratitude in a way that's helpful to me. And that's, what are some good things that happened today? And good is relative to you. So what were some things in my day that were a little lighter? That person bought me a coffee. I felt better after I talked to a friend. My dog did great in training today. Could be anything. So I'm going to give you a quiet 60 seconds here just to let your mind kind of really focus on what good things, even if it's just one and it's like 1% out of 100, what good things happen today? Good. And just notice how when we focus on these things, they positively affect our body. And this journey I'm taking you through is sending good feeling chemicals to your brain and just releasing stress hormones so that you can let go and rest. And lastly, we're going to open to a truth that you may not believe yet, but it's enoughness. And so I want you just to breathe and soften. And let perhaps its little inner you, or adult you, or all ages, whatever feels good to you, I want you just to let yourself know, I did enough. Today, I did enough today. However today turned out was just fine. And we're moving beyond what the mind is telling us right now, because the mind's going to say, no, I didn't get this done and that done. And we say, okay, and we're just holding this truth. I did enough today. However today turned out was just fine. I am enough as I am in this moment to have love and rest. And every day from here on out, whatever I do is enough. Because it's all a learning. I do it, I learn from it. There is no measure of enoughness. We can't do many things to get there. And so we remind ourselves what we may have innocently forgotten, that every day we'll always do enough. And we are enough. And within that, we can adjust and learn and focus on what's good. And then life will reflect that back to us. And sometimes these shifts are subtle. And I want you just to notice the positive sensations that are stirring in your body when we remember the truth of this little journey we've been on. And maybe you notice a warmth in your heart or tingling in your belly. That signals to the brain that you're safe, that you can let go of the day, that you can rest in harmony, and you can drift off to sleep whenever you're ready.